Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1, 9 through 11. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead had passed some 40 days ago, during which time he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, having seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Acts 1, 3. And after he reminds them of the great charge that has been given to them, he ascends to heaven from whence he had come, and at some future time in history will come again. They watch as Jesus goes from them, returning to his heavenly Father. The ascension of Jesus Christ to heaven has great significance for us. In the ascension of Christ, Jesus was made both Lord and Christ. Acts 2:36. As Jesus had been humbled in becoming flesh and blood, so now he is honored as Lord. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 9-11. Every tongue is to confess, and every knee is to bow to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In the temptation, Jesus had spoken to the devil, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:10. Jesus Christ is to be worshipped and served because he is Lord. Jesus has been set down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews 1:4. John saw Christ in the revelation, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:16. As Thomas confessed, so all should confess, My Lord and my God. John 20:28. Jesus Christ in his ascension is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3:22. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.